Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our theme of Jesus and miracles. Today, we're going to talk about the power of earnest desire. And we're going to look at a miracle of healing that is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. And it is the healing of a man who was a paralytic, who was paralyzed. And he was lying by a pool that was reputed to have curative powers, and there was a great multitude of sick folks around this pool. And when Jesus came across this man and spoke words to him and brought healing into his life, let's read the story and listen to this. Man, there's a very powerful lesson for us here today, actually more than one. It says, "Now after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda." Bethesda meaning house of mercy. "Having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered to him, 'Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. But while I am coming, another steps down before me.' Jesus said to him, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk.' And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked, and that day was the Sabbath." Now, there are some very interesting facts surrounding this story. Apparently, this pool called the Pool of Bethesda, that there the water would be troubled and stirred and so on. And according to this account, there was an angel that went down and stirred the water. And when this happened, now nobody knew when it was going to happen. Whoever got into the water first would be healed. Now, apparently, there was not a whole lot of results from people waiting for the stirring of the water, because the scripture says that there is a great multitude, not just a multitude, a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, and paralyzed, waiting for this miraculous, sensational phenomena. But now, here is what happens many times in a situation like this. People can get their eyes on sensational phenomena and become distracted from Jesus himself. What is so interesting, these people are all Jews. They have a promise of healing with Almighty God. They have a covenant of healing. God made a covenant of healing with Israel. Exodus 15, 26. He promised that he would be to the nation of Israel their physician. He revealed himself as Yahweh Rophe, the Lord your healer. And he said that if you would love me and keep my commandments, I will not allow any of the diseases to come on you that I've allowed on the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh Rophe, which means the Lord your physician or the Lord your healer. So even though these people had a covenant of healing with God, they had a promise of healing from God, they have become distracted by this sensational phenomena that is stirring and provoking public interest and excitement. And so this man, like many others, was preoccupied with a sensational angelic occurrence, and this proved to be a distraction, for it had taken him and others away from trusting God and his promises. Oh, we have to guard against that today, because there are so many sensational claims by preachers today. Oh, you know, you need to come over here and get your impartation. You need to come over here and receive your miracle. And all kinds of sensational claims. And these can become a distraction to us putting our faith in God and receiving the promises that he has given to us through this new covenant, through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, Many today, yes, I have it here, I'm looking at some notes, are running here and there looking for a sign from heaven. But this is a distraction, for we are not to follow signs. Signs are to follow us. As it says in Mark 16, I believe it's verse 15, these signs shall follow them that believe. Believers do not follow signs. Signs are to follow Jesus. Now, Jesus asked a question that got the man's attention and highlighted the need for earnest desire and indicates that this man had become somewhat apathetic. Jesus' question, do you want to be made well? Do you really want to be made well? Could seem heartless in that situation, but as the noted Greek scholar Marvin A. Vincent points out, the Greek word for one in this passage does not refer to a mere wish, but to an earnest desire. And the problem with this man, he has been sick so long, and probably he has become comfortable there around this pool. He's gotten to know people. He's become acquainted with people, and he's sort of become comfortable in his surroundings, and he has become apathetic, and he has lost that earnest desire for healing. So Jesus' question is not merely, do you wish to be well, but are you in earnest? All we have seen in this series on Jesus and miracles, how everyone we've looked at, there was an earnest desire. There was a desperation, a determination. Whether it was the Canaanite woman who overcame all those obstacles to receive the miracle of the healing of her young daughter, or whether it was blind Bartimaeus who cried out, and even when the crowd around him tried to quieten him down, he even cried out louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. The woman with the issue of blood, Jairus' daughter, these were all people who out of earnest desire came to Jesus. And I'm reminded of Mark 11:24, where Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray. Do you have an earnest desire for that which you're believing for? Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Great revivals and spiritual awakenings have emerged out of prayer that was fueled by intense desire. Jonathan Edwards is a case in point, who before the first great awakening in colonial America, he was a pastor in New England, and he prayed with great desire and intensity, oh Lord, give me New England or let me die. Send revival to England, New England, or let me die. Earnest desire. And so Jesus is going to the heart of the situation. This man obviously has become apathetic in his pursuit of healing. And his answer to Jesus' question revealed an unhealthy attitude of self-pity and blaming others for his chronic ongoing condition. He said, sir, I have no one to help put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. I mean, this is like a poor me, nobody loves me sort of whining attitude in the man. And also blaming others. So while I'm trying to get down in the water, another steps down before me. So he's a poor me blaming others for his condition. Jesus did not reinforce this man's unhealthy attitudes with soothing words or by offering help to put him into the pool. Well, I'll help you get down in the pool. But instead, he told him to get up and get on with his life. Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. How bad do you want it? I heard a message many years ago, powerful message. What do you want? And how bad do you want it? And that's in essence what Jesus was saying to this man. What do you want and how bad do you want it? You want to be healed? How bad do you want to be healed? Do you have an earnest desire? And finally, Jesus came to the place where he just said to the man, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And then the man had to make a decision. Am I going to respond? Am I going to get my eyes off of this pool, off of this angel, off of this sensational experience that I've been looking for and hoping would happen? And here is the Messiah. Here's Jesus the Messiah speaking words of life to this man. And I think in essence, Jesus is saying, hey, you are an Israelite. You have a covenant with God. God made a covenant of healing with you and your people. Why don't you just rise, take up your bed, and walk? My friends, sometimes we just have to just quit moaning and crying and just get up and act on God's word. And the man decided he was going to do what Jesus said. And he got up and lifted up his bed, put it on his back, and walked off. What an incredible miracle. Oh, my friends, Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13 and 8, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What do you want, and how bad do you want it? Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Yes, there is power in earnest desire. Lord, I thank you today for each person listening to this podcast. I pray today, Lord, that you will stir up your desires in their hearts. And I pray that you will meet them and that those earnest desires, that they will see them fulfilled today. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Thank you for being with me today. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Some powerful books there in the bookstore. Also some encouraging articles. And also my books are on Amazon. Check them out. There's books there that will be a great blessing to you. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.